Nice day so far?
Don't start up.
Yeah, be careful what you say on Mama's birthday.
That's right. I told you I don't want no fuss. No cards, no presents, no nothing.
Good morning, Holmes. Bonjour, Mama.
Well, bon ami to you, too. Lord, that's not a present for me.
Oh, right, Mama. It's not a present for you.
Well, good.
I brought that Grandma Crowley's cut glass punch bowl.
Grandma, isn't there something you really want?
Well, there is one thing.
Really?
Well, you know that I've been planning on cleaning out the attic today, and we could get it done in just 2 or 3 hours if everybody pitched in.
The attic? I'd love to, Grandma, but I'm allergic to dust.
Ben.
Look. My back's gone out again.
I wonder why. How about you, backbreaker?
Oh, I couldn't, Miss Harper. I'm afraid of heights.
My horoscope today says to stay away from antiques.
Well, what about you, Buzz? What's your excuse?
Well, I can't think of any, Grandma, so I guess I'll have to help.
You got no imagination, Buzz, but I love you.
I'm telling you. Oh, look at here. Here. This crazy old lady Manning. I'm telling you. In those days, President Roosevelt used to get on the radio and give fireside chats. Well, bless her heart, your Aunt Minnie would just chat right back.
Well, that doesn't sound so crazy.
But she didn't have a radio.
We sure got some great old stories, Grandma.
Yeah.
You know the one I'd really like to hear about? What happened on your 30th birthday?
Oh, I don't want to go into that.
Well, I guess 30 must be a pretty tough age to face. Kind of like your life's coming to an end.
You might find this hard to believe, Buzz, but when I turned 30, I actually thought my life was just beginning.
Really?
Really.
Come on, Grandma, tell me about it.
Well...
Please?
Well, all right, but you got to keep working here.
Okay.
Started out pretty good. I was going to have a real nice party with all my family and friends.
And Dad was there, too?
Oh, yeah, he was just a little shaver. Ellen and Eunice weren't much older.
Mama.
All right, Helen, baby.
Let me do it.
No, Vince. The person who comes downstairs first gets to do it. That's the rule.
Now, Ellen, that's a rule you made up. You let your brother help you.
All right, just as long as Eunice doesn't horn in on this.
I heard that. That bell, or I'll kill you.
I came downstairs first.
I don't care. It's my turn.
It's my turn.
All right, girls. There's enough fun for everybody. I'm not going to have this arguing. I'll just put the bell up myself.
Can I hand you the bell, Mama?
Well, sure you can, Vinton. Well, Vinton. Thank you, sweet pea.
I'm not going to have it. This is a very special day.
Your birthday.
It's also the day that we're going to celebrate your daddy's promotion.
What's a promotion?
Don't you know anything? It's like in school. You get promoted from one grade to the next.
Where is daddy going into?
He's going into a real high grade, Benton.
He's going from just a loader on the dock to supervisor of all the loaders. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. What does it mean?
It means that your daddy's going to be the boss. And everybody's going to have to look up to him. And we're going to have lots more money. And we're going to be able to get all the things we've always wanted.
I want a whole set of storybook dolls and a playhouse of my own and a pony.
Well, most of the things we've wanted.
Well, Mama, I want singing lessons and tap lessons and piano lessons and dramatic lessons.
Yes, I know, Venus.
A truck?
Oh, Vinton, we're all going to have our heart's desires.
Well, what are you going to get, Mama?
I'm getting the heart's desire of every woman in Raytown. A 19-cubic-foot deep freeze. Everything's going to be just beautiful from now on. I'll get that. Oh, Vinton, oh, Mama. Vinton, hello?
Hello, Thelma.
Oh, Mother, you kids run along and play. How is my lovely mother this lovely day?
What's the matter with you? You sound funny.
I'm just happy.
Oh, is that it?
Everything is just wonderful.
Well, no, it isn't. My bursitis flared up. It hurts like hell. I won't be able to come to your party.
Oh, no, Mother. I really wanted you to be here.
Well, that's all you ever think of is what you want.
Wait a minute. You were supposed to bake my birthday cake.
Well, I couldn't bake it. Not with this shoulder. Shoot, you gotta beat the batter 500 times. I can't even beat it once.
Well, why don't you call me sooner?
I am in pain. Couldn't bear to lift my phone up until just this minute.
Well, all right. I'm sorry about your shoulder, Mother. And don't fret about the cake. I'll give you something. Kids, be quiet, please. I'm waiting for a minute, Mother.
Stop.
Kids, keep it down in there, please. I'm trying to talk on the phone here. Benton, give Mama her phone book, will you, please?
Give me that.
You girls, put a lid on it. Now, I'm warning you. Thank you, sweet pea. Hello, Mother.
Cookbook? Thelma, you are not going to try to bake a cake, are you?
I am looking up a recipe right now.
Look. You need a recipe to boil water.
Mother, I can't talk to you right now. I'm going to have to get started here.
Well, why don't you just do without a cake? It's only the family coming.
It's not only the family coming. We got a lot of Carl's friends coming. We're also going to celebrate his promotion.
Fiddlesticks. Carl ain't getting any promotion. I know a loser when I see one, and Carl's got "kick me" written all over his face.
Mother, can we hold on for a minute, please? Ellen, will you check, see if we've got some eggs? And Benton, come up and get the flour out of the cupboard for Mama.
Well, what do I get to do?
Just be Mama's precious little girl, all right? Mother, you may not have faith in Carl, but I do. Matter of fact, I'm so sure about his new job that I went ahead and ordered that freezer that we saw down at Dinnermeyer.
Heartache. You ordered heartache. You poor thing. You better just call and cancel it. Wake up and smell that coffee, Thelma. You're married a bum.
Mother, I'm not going to fight with you. Today is my birthday, and I deserve to have a...
Someday, old lady.
Let's get started here. I'm going to go get me the sifter. You can help me measure out the flour. Be real careful, because I think I got just about enough.
I'm getting the flour, and you're only getting the sifter.
I like the sifter.
Carl? Carl, is that you? Carl, where are you? Carl, are you in the bathroom?
Yes, yes.
Well, what happened?
Happened?
Well, God, don't tease me. When you start your new job?
We'll talk about it when I get out.
What can that be?
I got a delivery here for Mrs. Thelma Harper.
I'm Thelma Harper.
Sign here and I'll bring her in.
Carl! There is a brand new freezer coming into this house, which we cannot afford if you did not get that new job.
What are you talking about?
Well, come on out here and see.
Hey, lady, what do you want me to do with this thing?
Don't ask me now. Well, what in the world?
That's fight. Tattletale.
Ow!
She threw the flower at me.
He was supposed to catch it.
You are both gonna catch it if you don't clean up this mess. Lord, what am I gonna do for a cake now? Where did they go? Carl!
There is a brand new freezer sitting in this house, so I know that's got to mean you got that job. I know you got the job because the only other person they could possibly give it to would be that big wishy-washy Bert Wimbley. What a laugh. Oh, you guys are always saying what a big joke he is, huh? You always telling me how all the guys on the dock are calling him a big goon, right, Carl? Carl? So you don't have to tell me how this turned out, because I know. Bert Wimbley got that job, didn't he?
Yeah.
Well, it's all right, Carl. It's not the end of the world. It just feels like it.
Carl! Carl, everybody is starting to ask about you. Come on out now. Come on. So you didn't get the job. I know you tried your best.
Mama, Eunice is telling everybody to fill up on sandwiches because there isn't any cake.
Oh, Lord. Excuse me, Ruth. I gotta get a birthday cake.
But, Mama, there is no cake. We didn't bake one, remember?
Yes, Eunice, only too well. I think I got something here that'll do the trick. This fruit cake will be just fine for my birthday.
Isn't that left from Christmas?
Well, yes, but it hasn't been touched.
I know I wouldn't touch it. Fruit cake. Blah.
Oh, steam drill for these candles.
Mama, do you want your present now? Can I give you your present?
No, Vint, you give the presents later.
Yeah, in front of everybody, so they can see what you gave.
But I want to give it right now.
Oh, well, all right, Vinton, I could use something nice now.
Here.
Oh, Vinton, did you make this yourself?
You can see he did. The hearts are lopsided.
It's clearly the work of an amateur.
Oh, I love it, Vinton. You know what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to put it right in the middle of the cake like this, like a decoration. There. Now maybe nobody will notice the damn thing's a fruitcake.
Oh, thank you, baby.
Oh.
Now, me, can I give you my present?
And me.
Girl, come on, baby. Let's go. Come on, let go. Let go, baby.
How interesting. Why, it looks just like a fruitcake.
Yeah, actually, this is what Princess Elizabeth Rose of England has on her birthday.
Really?
Mommy, here's your present.
Oh, now I wonder what this could be.
They're roller skates.
Yes, I can see that. It's just exactly what I wanted. I tell you what, Ellen, why don't you break them in for me?
All right, Mama.
Now me, my present, my present.
All right, Eunice. Don't get overexcited. You can give me your present now.
Oh, excuse me. Could you please move over there? Right over there. Thank you. My present by Eunice Harper. My present to Mama has got to be great. Something much better than a doily or skates. My present will stand out from all the rest. So I want to give her what I do the best. Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'll sing for my mama. I'll dance for my mama. Then I'll do some drama. And my mom's birthday.
That was wonderful, Eunice. Thank you very much. That was terrific.
It's not over yet, Mama. I'll whistle for my mama.
All right, fine, Eunice. Excuse me, the doorbell is ringing.
It's Mama's birthday.
Miss Harper, I don't know if you remember me. Bert Wimbley.
Bert, what are you doing here?
Roses are red, violets are blue, and now
it's just one out loud. When is this present going to be over?
You know, Mama, now I dance.
I can see you're busy. Yeah, well, would you just tell Carl...
Yes, will you give it a rest?
I wanted to thank him and give him these.
What exactly is it you want to thank him for?
Didn't he tell you he turned the job down? He says, oh, no, not me. Bert Wimbley's the man you want.
He turned the job down?
Yeah, the big galoot.
Sometimes I can't be. Sometimes I'm
rude. You put a lid on it.
Oh, you don't like my
friend. I love your friend. I love your friend.
I'll tell you what. Do me a favor and go light the candles on Mama's birthday cake, you.
Oh, fun! And then I get to light the candles.
Did the big galoot happen to tell you why he turned the job down?
Well, you know Carl.
I'm beginning to.
He says he's got enough responsibility at the home, being husband and father. He don't need no more at work being supervisor.
He said that, did he?
Well, I guess I'm going. You have a happy birthday.
Oh, yeah, sure. The happiest birthday of my life.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Get that fruitcake away from me. All right, open up. Open this door right now. Put that paper down when I'm talking to you. Look at this. This is a box of cigars. Congratulations, Carl. Bert Wimbley got the job, but you got a nice big box of cigars. Here, light one. Light another one, and another one, and another one. And light the wall down.
Box up while all of my dreams go up in smoke.
Get off of that thing. It's going back tomorrow.
Mama, Mama, the key!
Good. That means I'm going to get my wish.
I didn't get my wish after all. Carl lived. We went on and spent a whole lot more years together.
Well, looks like we're just about done up here.
We are? Grandma, we didn't throw away a single thing.
Well, try again next year, Buzz. Come on, baby.
Thanks for telling me the story, Grandma.
Well, you're lucky we got out of there when we did, or I'd have started telling you about Eunice's graduation day.
Don't worry, Grandma. It's going to be fun this time.
Yesterday we had Buzz keep you upstairs, so we got everything ready.
Well, good luck. What in the world is this?
It's your present. It's your present. Look at this.
My Lord.
The whole family pitched in for it.
Some of us more than others.
Take the wrapping paper off.
All right. Oh, my Lord. It's a freezer. Did you know?
Well, you've been talking about one for 30 years.
If you don't have room for it, Mama, you can always bring it over to my house.
It's 19 cubic feet. I hope that's big enough.
Oh, it is just perfect. Lord, I wish Carl had lived to see this. This is the most wonderful birthday of my life.
Oh, that's so nice.
I'll get that. Hello?
Mama?
Eunice?
Mama, I just couldn't let this day pass without giving you a present of my very own.
Well, that's not necessary, Eunice.
Happy birthday, Mama.
Eunice. Lord, I knew this day was going too
happy
perfect.
Happy birthday to you. What you going to wait for, Mama? I'm the only one that ever remembered your birthday. Well, old lady, you can just go sit on it.
Nope, wasn't a dream. There she is. All 19 cubic feet of her. Carl, I want to talk to you. I guess this is probably just as good a place as any. I think maybe it's time that I forgive you. I really do. And guess what? I got my freezer. 19 cubic feet. It's all bought and paid for, I think. Anyway, I just wanted you to know that I had me a real happy birthday. Now,
I wish that you could have been here. Maybe in some small way you were.
Harley, did that toilet's on the fritz again, or you just wished me a happy birthday?